Hi friends, this is the Helping Friendly Podcast Quick Hit from 7/8/16, what we all know as Great Woods. And we are here with Jonathan. Hi Jonathan.
Howdy.
And two front rowers, the railers last night, Brian and Brittany. Hi guys.
Hey.
Hello.
Awesome, thanks for joining us. You guys on your way to Hartford or what?
Yeah, we actually pulled over.
Inside of the highway. Yeah. We're heading to the rail line again, so we're hoping to get very close.
Yeah. All right, nice. Well, thanks for taking the time. Yes.
Oh, no problem.
And be safe, obviously.
Yeah.
So let's talk about last night. You guys were riding the rail, like Mike's side, you said?
We were directly in front of Mike. It was awesome. It was pretty sick, actually. We got there around 2, got in line, and we were like the 13th and 14th people in line.
That's great.
Brian was rocking a Bernie Sanders onesie.
I've seen that picture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we thought Pittsburgh might like it. We got in early. We started at Stock and are doing the rest of the tour. But I think we're both in agreement that last night was like the strongest show that we've seen.
Yeah.
Starting this back run.
Yeah, that's what my ears told me last night after I listened. I wasn't there, obviously, but so let's talk a little bit about the first set. It was really strong, and I mean, it closed amazingly. So, how was that Cities? I think was the highlight of it, don't you think?
Oh, without a doubt, yeah, that was awesome. I mean, anytime you get to hear Space Oddity, it's cool, but like the Cities was just so good. And I'm also a huge fan of How Many People Are You, and we were right in front of Mike, and we raged it so hard they like filmed us for the lawn cameras, you know, like this dude wearing a Bernie Sanders onesie and his girlfriend is next to this raging face, so they just pointed it at us. And a quick note about that song, I've always thought that song was Tom Petty's You Wreck Me, but just like reworked by Mike. If you listen to Tom Petty's You Wreck Me and How Many People Are You back to back, there we go.
Brian likes to play that at 3 o'clock in the morning to people.
Yeah.
To make that same argument. It's a little bit more reasonable during the day.
It's like it's an epiphany he has to share, right?
Yeah.
Well,
because
that's
when
awesome.
I first started playing it, I was like, I've heard this before. And then I was like, oh, wait, that's why I heard it, because it was written by Tom Petty.
Yeah, I've observed this to myself before, but, you know, just like singing one in my head and finding myself in the middle of the other, they definitely overlap. It's a great song. Also, I just want to say, albeit short, the gin, I thought, was really good, and, they were really taking us there.
I thought the gym was really great. I think they just, like, started so much stronger, especially after the Portland first set. Like, start out with, like, Party Time, 4-6. I mean, they just, like, really got right into it, and...
Yeah, and if you're going to play, like, slow...
If you're gonna play slow songs,
play Fast Enough for You and Strange Design. Like, those songs are beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
You know?
Yeah, I love those.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. There's been a lot of, like, you know, hate on the new stuff, myself included. Like, I love those songs. And I'm also like, where's All of These Dreams? Where's Two Versions of Me? Where are those songs? Like, you can bust those songs out if you want to do a slow tune. Like,
right.
It doesn't always have, you know, it doesn't have to be like Miss You or something like that, where you're just like, what is this?
Yeah, maybe they'll take some time, but like Fast Enough for You and all those tunes were, you know, they're older and they mean more to me, I think, obviously. So
I have to like fight back tears listening to that song. Like, that song's amazing.
Yeah, so good. So what about the second set? Like, we guys obviously didn't abandon your post.
We've been like talking about like waiting for this ghost for a couple of shows now.
Yeah.
During set break, everybody was like, ghost, 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 ghost. And then like they just came right out with it. It was awesome.
Yeah, that was called that was called by like 15 people on the rail, that opener.
Yeah.
And then
Brad called it before the show. I feel obliged to point it out. I think it was with the HF Pod Twitter, but he called it before the show. And
So, I think everybody was saying it. So we were all waiting for it.
It was time.
We had three kids directly behind us on the rail, right? So they were second row. They were like 19 years old,
maybe,
right?
maybe it was their first show.
It was their first show, and when they started playing Ghost, these kids all looked at me like I was a magician.
Yeah,
And I was like, guys, everybody's
called Ghost. We all knew
this was coming. Yeah, they were like blown away by this. So I was like, oh, come on, guys, that'll suck a fish. Like, you know, you'll get there soon. We encouraged them to quit their job, drive to Hartford.
Right. I mean, you just got to tell them you got to study hard, you know, keep your nose in the books, and you too can one day
see every show.
But then the power goes out, and we have to explain to these kids that, like, this doesn't really happen.
Right, right. What a crazy thing. What happened? Like, the lights come on, or, like, what, you know, just tell us.
So it was actually, we were, like, watching the whole thing, and, like, you could see, like, Trey was, like, having problems with something, and then Mike tried to, like, jump in to help. And then all of a sudden they were, like, really messing, like, with his pedals and all the, like, the wiring on the ground.
Yeah.
And, like, we could still hear, but, like, from what we've heard, the sound went out, like, everywhere behind us.
Yeah, all we were hearing, though, was like the actual audio coming from off stage.
Yeah, the amplifier, yeah, sure.
Like, speakers.
Right.
And there were just, like, multiple conversations you could see being had, like, side stage, too. Like, everybody was trying to communicate. Like, it was...
I taped the whole thing. I linked to it on Twitter. Trey eventually just kind of makes the best of it, goes behind the drum kit, starts drumming. Mike goes over to the piano, and you could still kind of get some piano sound out.
Mm-hmm.
But then at the end of Trey's little, like, drum jam, he just kind of throws his hands up in the air and says,
and like, just, like, shakes his hands, and, like, doesn't look like
I don't know what to do.
That's just, like, little sad move.
We can only we can only do the rotation jam for so long, folks.
Right.
Yeah. Tell us, we didn't get your Twitter to start. Tell us your guys' Twitter.
Oh, that's actually a funny story. I'm at the Big Mix 33, and Brittany doesn't even know her Twitter, so here, I'll let you
say it. I pulled it up for you. So I'm
Bebop Britt. Bebop Britt, okay. Yeah, that's awesome.
I joined Twitter, actually, after the Miami New Year's show last year, because I lost my wallet during the show. Big Nick here tweeted that he found my wallet, and I posted about it on Facebook groups, and somebody found it and was like, oh, you have to get on Twitter. This guy found your wallet. I'm like, how do I join Twitter? Like, how do I tweet? So my one only tweet was tweet him my phone number. I since deleted it just to, like, not have that be public record. I'm not really on Twitter, but I hang out.
Wait, is that how you guys met?
That's how we met, yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
Excellent.
On New Year's Eve in Miami, and now we're moving to Colorado together, in between Locken and Dix. So we're going
That's
hard.
Great.
The stars aligned.
I lost my wallet.
Yeah. So,
well, that's great.
Go ahead.
But I'm actually, so, like, Bebop1211, underscore 1211 on Instagram, and I've been, like, running, like, Fish Yoga Challenge on Instagram. And then going to tons of shows for years. So this has been
a fun run so far. That's great. Jonathan, anything else?
Well, I did want to ask, so you guys were up front and you could hear the stage sound, and then the band comes back out and reportedly the PA comes back on inside, but the lawn, did they not get?
From my buddy was on the lawn, and he said that they didn't get it back, but then they just walked into the path, and, like, security didn't really say anything to them. They just, the security didn't really care, so they just kind of hung in that, like, back alley of the path there. And, I guess they didn't get it back. And, like, it didn't really sound that good, even on the rail, once it came back. Like, it was, I mean, I think they played Shock Dust a quick, kind of chalk test just to kind of get their bearings again.
Yeah.
But even in Saw It Again, I was like, did Paige's piano go out? And, like, it didn't sound like you could hear Paige for a while, and then he started doing, like, the screams from the Chilling Thrilling, and then, like, all right, that actually worked. But it was super clunky when they came back into it.
Wow. And then, so So let's talk about what that does for you. So they played this amazing, great first set, amazing opening chunk for second set, and then, you know, that boom, they have to stop. And they come back, and they can't quite get the sound back. You know, the recording, it should be noted, the Live Fish recording, actually, you can hear pretty well all the way. There's obviously a point where it stops, but it seems like they stopped playing before the tracks cut. So that sounds good. So I recommend people buy that and listen to that, or use your, you know, code to get it. And then they managed to play a Slave that I thought peaked pretty well, and a cool encore.
Oh, gorgeous!
Yeah,
it was gorgeous. I liked Back on the Train too.
I thought
that was good.
Was just like, all right, you guys had your little weird thing, and it didn't really bother us. It was more like, this is weird. Like,
yeah, but honestly,
so strong. Yeah.
Honestly, it didn't bother us. If I was like on the water in the back of the paddle, couldn't hear it, I'd be a little upset. But I couldn't tell like how the speakers were going, because we were essentially like under the main speakers. Like they were like kind of behind us a little bit, so I couldn't tell if they were projecting sound or whatever. It was weird, but I thought they recovered pretty strong.
Nice. So I think it's too bad, because there's no doubt that I think musically this is the strongest show of the tour so far, but I know that it's going to leave a bad taste in some people's mouths, especially those on the lawn. So, you know, this is like a pretty rough go.
Going to run with an acid, you know. Rich.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so are they going to make up for it tomorrow or tonight?
Tonight, yeah. I think Syracuse is going to be great, too.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to the next 2 days and then hitting the West Coast. I was really, really happy with last night. Like, 14's Greatwood show was pretty good, but like before that, there were a couple of clunkers in a row that Greatwood was just terrible, and it makes going to that not so great venue even worse when they just kind of lay down like a sleeper of a show. But I thought I absolutely did. I'm going to list the week over and over and over again, and that city's over again. It was just the strongest first set, and like, you know, for a complete show, that's what you want,
right? Yeah, it's good, and it's all that matters that we deserve it. So,
Fish the venue.
Yeah, exactly. Awesome stuff. So, you guys are going to be at Hartford. So, look, I don't know if you're going to rock the Burnley onesie again, but if you are,
no, it needs to be thoroughly cleaned.
We gotta wring that out a little bit, right?
Oh yeah. It smells like McDonald's in the car because.
To the spray wash.
You can imagine an overweight 6'5" just water buffalo just raging in front of Mike all night. You know, wearing pajamas essentially. Yeah.
Awesome, you guys. Well, look. Go ahead.
Even with the Bernie Sanders onesie on, I still wasn't as hot as I was in Hartford.
Portland.
Oh, really?
Portland was so hot.
It was like, oh. Like, you said
you
were doing a fish show to start live.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. It was ridiculous.
Think of it, it's a cleanse, you know?
Yeah. Well,
you guys keep having a great tour. We'll have to check in with you again later down the road.
We're doing the whole West Coast run too. It's
going to
be awesome.
Nice. I'll be there, so I'll see you guys out there, hopefully.
Right on. Awesome. Great talking to you guys.
Yes, thank you guys.
We're going to leave everybody with a little bit of that cities.
Yes.
So, fantastic. Everybody enjoy. Thanks for coming on, guys.
Later, guys.
Travel safely.
jumping and the cotton.